DW.
Daniel Lopera Jimenez holds both hands out the van window and waits for the order. He's gripping a tiny container capped with gauze. And once the vehicle moves further down the windy residential street, it's go time. He removes the top, knocks the container against the window, and more than 100 mosquitoes fly into the air and through the streets of Bejo, a town just north of Medellin, Colombia.
Y pues están como atrapados, entonces ya pueden como liberarse y salir y hacer su trabajo que les toca hacer.
The van certainly gets some quizzical looks from bystanders, but as Danielle says, these insects have an important job to do. People are counting on them to combat mosquito-borne viral diseases like dengue, Zika, and chikungunya. Danielle will release about 13,000 mosquitoes this morning. Liberating the insects in droves might sound counteractive, but these mosquitoes have been introduced with Wolbachia, a bacteria that, when passed on through breeding with wild mosquitoes, can help stop the spread of the tropical diseases. It's part of the World Mosquito Program, an initiative that began in Australia in 2011 and now works in 12 countries worldwide, including in Asia and Latin America. Iván Darío Vélez is the program director in Colombia.
It's a novel idea because for many years people have tried to get rid of mosquitoes through insecticides or by destroying their breeding grounds. The World Mosquito Program doesn't get rid of the mosquito, it takes away its ability to transmit the virus.
There's nearly 400 million cases of dengue worldwide annually, and Colombia is currently on alert for a dengue epidemic. The Ministry of Health is predicting 120,000 dengue infections this year, about 80,000 more than last year. They're blaming it on El Niño, a natural weather phenomenon that causes temperatures to rise across the country. And with climate change, the spread of mosquito-borne diseases is expected to get worse. Warmer temperatures are rapidly expanding mosquito habitats. A study published in the journal Nature Microbiology in March predicted that Aedes aegypti mosquito, the one responsible for spreading dengue, Zika, chikungunya, and yellow fever, will invade 19,000 million kilometers squared. That's an area larger than the size of Russia by 2050 due to climate change and urbanization. This would put 49% of the world's population at risk of the diseases, including in North America and Europe. Symptoms of yellow fever, chikungunya, Zika, and dengue can be similar and cause things like fever, headache, nausea, or muscle pain. Zika during pregnancy can cause babies to be born with microcephaly. Chikungunya causes joint pain. And with yellow fever often comes jaundice, and in some cases, death. About 2.5% of dengue cases are fatal too. However, mosquito-borne diseases also have an economic cost. One study published in 2017, for example, showed that in Colombia, the average dengue episode cost $385 US, or 343 euro, if someone is hospitalized, with costs increasing for lower-income families. Being hospitalized for dengue obviously makes it difficult for someone to keep working, says Raul Castro Rodriguez, an economist who also studies the impact of the disease. However, it affects their caregiver's ability to work at full force as well.
So there's a loss of productivity because of the days you're hospitalized. And of course, if it's a severe case of dengue, you might not be hospitalized just for 5 or 10 days, but up to 15 to 20 days, and you could even die.
Here at the World Mosquito Program Lab in Medellin, however, which is run in partnership with the city's University of Antioquia, dozens of scientists are working to stop the diseases from spreading. The mosquitoes born here and carrying Wolbachia have been released in nearly half the city since 2015. And so far, the initiative to control dengue, Zika, and chikungunya has been working. Between 95 and 100% of mosquitoes last year had Welbachia in the areas of Medellin the program had reached.
In the municipality of Bello, where we've released mosquitoes with Welbachia in the entire city, there's about one case of dengue a week. That puts it in the success zone.
Mosquitoes were once feared in Medellin, but with this program, that's starting to change. Not only do residents need to agree for the insects to be released in their communities, but thousands of families also volunteer to keep large cylinder mosquito traps inside their homes. Luz Arelis Reyda is one of them. She's an environmental leader in her northern Medellin community, where she's lived for 40 years. And she says protecting against mosquito-borne diseases is personal.
We've suffered from dengue here. In previous years, it was an epidemic. So when the neighbor is affected by it, and my family is affected, it's clear things aren't working health-wise. So when a program like this comes around, and I was affected, I said, this is my opportunity. It's health. It's life. Esta es la oportunidad. Es que es la
salud. Es la vida. According to Colombian Program Director Ivan Dorio, Welbachia-carrying mosquitoes should be released throughout the entire city by October 2019. Once the final results for Medellin are in, the Colombian Ministry of Health will look at adopting it nationwide. Victoria Stunt, DW, Medellin.
DW.